Hello, this is Chris Nelson from evolveconsciousness.org. I will be reading the article, Higher Self and Lower Self. This is part 5 of the Self-Knowledge Barriers, and the last part. This is a look at the qualities of the higher self compared to the lower self that is trapped in the fantasy of illusions, deceptions, and lies that we falsely base our sense of self upon and construct our ego personality identity around. Who are we truly? Unless we understand who we really are, we are going to remain largely powerless to make any lasting effective positive change. We have to understand what separates each of us from the higher aspects of the true self. So we have qualities of the higher self. Attaining self-knowledge, self-realization, and self-actualization is having come online and connected with higher levels of consciousness. It is breaking out of the mind control that keeps us in the lower vibratory state of mind and consciousness. The mind is the bridge between the body and spirit. The mind or consciousness is what comes closest to spirit. The higher self is non-dual in that it is only an expression of good. There is no evil existent at the higher frequency level of consciousness. Spirit is goodness, God is goodness, etc., and there is no evil present. It may not be clear yet, but by the end of the article, you should understand the relation between what is right, good, and true, and the higher self, spirit, etc. When we align, harmonize, unite, integrate, and connect with the higher self, then we also have a higher level of alignment with truth and expansion of consciousness. The more we and others expand and evolve consciousness, the less there will be of lies, deceptions, and illusions for us to be attached to and divide us. The higher self exists in a domain of no separation. It is not the domain or realm of the physical reality. At a fundamental level, we are all made of the same thing, microquantum domain of energy, or if you look at atoms, and we're all made of atoms. At our macro level, there is separation. But we should not let that separation become an obsession to the point of dominating and controlling other beings. At our macro level, we all have interconnectedness. The poisonous ideologies of separation through illusions that bring harm to others are a symptom of not recognizing this interconnectedness and how we should treat other sentient beings. This is external non-duality of not letting the separation control our recognition of our connectivity. External non-duality is not the same as internal non-duality, and they both differ from the non-duality of the higher self or spirit. Blindly applying blanket definitions across all scales is not accurate, and that would be scale confusion, which I've talked about in previous audios or articles. Non-duality is not simply a one-fit-all definition, or a one-fits-all definition. The dualistic framework to provide us with an understanding is constructed with different properties and characteristics at these different levels. The article on degrees of relativity explains some aspects of constructing dualistic frameworks. A sovereign, self-actualized, self-realized, etc. being has aligned, harmonized, and united their thoughts, emotions, and actions as one. The three expressions of consciousness are non-contradictory, non-oppositional, consistent, coherent, integrated, united, etc. As we think, so we feel, and so we act. Thoughts and emotions are non-dual. Knowing what is right is integrated with feeling what is right. So your knowing and your feelings are integrated. Oppositional or Shaitan consciousness, which would be Satan consciousness, which is the opposer or adversary. Oppositional Shaitan consciousness can have those two expressions in opposition, or they can be united and integrated, but the action taken does not reflect the harmony of knowing and feeling what is right. Our actions betray what we know and feel to be right, betraying our minds and hearts. We choose to go against what is right, good, and true because of some reason, excuse, or justification. We are torn from within. We are not at one with ourselves, nor are we at one with the higher self. A true sovereign is a ruler of the kingdom of self. It is self-control over one's own thoughts, emotions, and actions. We are the operators of our physical vessel, and we ultimately control what we think, feel, and do. Uniting, harmonizing, and integrating the three aspects of consciousness will allow us to manifest at greater levels. True freedom is the absence of self-created, self-imposed, and self-inflicted suffering by one's refusal to live in harmony with natural law principles. The true self understands what true freedom is. The true self works towards this goal of the great work, to achieve true freedom at all levels, not some foolish idea that the body doesn't matter and only freedom of mind is required. Acceptance of this ideology kills the sacred masculine principle of self-defense, whereby you stand down to slavery and do not take right action in the physical world. True freedom is freedom of the body, mind, and spirit, not any New Age pseudo-spiritual nonsense of renouncing the body to focus on the spiritual. The true self recognizes the interlinking necessity of the body, mind, and spirit. To negate the importance of the body and the physical is the same as negating the importance of the soul or spirit, or outright denial that there is a spiritual domain or realm to our existence. Both of these negations are rooted in a hemispherical brain imbalance. True freedom comes about when we truly connect with the higher self. The spiritual higher self can never buy into the bullshit we do on the plane of existence we operate in. Dark occultists are required to work on the realm of mind in order to physically enslave us, because overt physical enslavement does not work. We have to buy into what they sell and choose to live the lies, deceptions, and delusions on our own. That is how modern enslavement functions. A sovereign, self-actualized, and self-realized being has not only aligned, harmonized, and united their thoughts, emotions, and actions, but has also integrated, harmonized, united, and aligned the Trinity as one expressions of consciousness with what is right, good, and true, which is natural law, higher self, higher will, spirit, God, etc. Doing so will free us at the mental and physical levels from continuing to collectively co-create self-inflicted suffering. This is not individual non-attainment of personal desires that people view as suffering, or the generalized extreme of physical life is suffering. This is suffering that we all share on spaceship Earth, as we are all in this together. This is the suffering of remaining attached to lies, deceptions, and delusions that prevent us from discovering, recognizing, acknowledging, and aligning with natural law to no longer overstep the boundaries of what we have a right to do. A true self-realized being embodies, becomes, aligns, and unites with aspects or values of the higher will and works to influence others to do the same. Mark Passio has referred to this type of person as a magician. A sorcerer is one who influences others to comply with their own selfish, egoic will, which is what the dominators and controllers are doing. The higher will, higher self, natural law, is the underlying intelligent principle that attempts to guide us in the right direction towards higher levels of expression. This is evolution in consciousness. The higher will seeks to help us improve, better, change, heal, and grow, learn, and mature. The guidelines of natural law are there to help us move towards evolution in higher consciousness. A magician practices alchemy, the science and art of self-transformation, to attempt to help others move into harmony with higher will, natural law. No one can do this transformative work for anyone else, but we can be an influence to assist in developing and understanding. We can understand and align with natural law principles and help others do the same by elaborating on the techniques we have used, by speaking the truth and letting them know we are the ones who can change our current condition. It's all up to us. The more people embark on the true great work, the easier it will be. As it stands, there are few who embody this unity consciousness and are taking what they know to other people. Many people are convinced there is no truth, no morality, no natural law governing our behavior, and believe in the legitimacy of man's authority, that is to say, slavery. We have a long road ahead of us, and unfortunately some people want to engage in escapism and just say, oh, well, the great work's not about all of us together waking up to a realization of our one true self and living in harmony with the true self, higher self, truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law. No, that's not what it's about. It's just about me waking up those I can, and then when I die, well, I've done my great work, so I can escape this prison planet. Well, sorry to bust your bubble, but that's not how it works. You're going to be in this. When you die, you're dead, and that's it. The true self is one self. It's a higher self. It's one thing. And it's individuated from the one to many. And that's the many individuated units of consciousness. And why are we separate? Why are we individual? Why do we have our own consciousness? Because we are individuated. We have our own free wills. And when you die, you don't come back. Because there is no reincarnation of you. You exist only from birth to death. When you die, you're gone. The higher self is the one thing. The true self is the one thing. And that reincarnates, yeah, it keeps individuating and creating and allowing body vehicles to have consciousness in order to live. That's what happens. All this belief in you have your own individual soul unit, well, that's what consciousness is. That's what soul is. It's consciousness. So right when you're living until you die, that's your soul as an individuated soul unit. And when you die, your soul doesn't reincarnate. I don't see why there's a need for this. Or maybe it does. I don't know. Like I said, it's all speculative. To me, what makes the most sense is you live, you die, and that's it. You ain't coming back because it's not you coming back. It's the higher self, the true self, which isn't you. It's everyone is that one thing. So it's a one-to-many relationship. It's not you coming back. You only lived when you were born and until you die. And after that, you don't exist. I don't exist. I, as a lower self, an individuated self, only exist in the lifetime of my individuation. After that, poof, gone. And the true self will keep individuating until we become the true self in the greatest capacity we can while in the physical reality. And that is to become truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, true self, higher will. We've got to become that to greater degrees, and then we'll end slavery on this planet, and then maybe there'll be some limit boundary reached where we can evolve to something else. I don't know. This is all speculation. But the point is, you're not going anywhere after you die. That's it. And the reincarnation of the true self, individuating itself into physical reality, that doesn't stop until things evolve. See, there's a goal. When things evolve, then there's a next level of evolution. But we're not even at the part where we end evil and slavery on this planet. So we can't even get to whatever possibility of other possibilities we have to evolve into. We're not even evolving into what we're supposed to be evolving into, which is truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, which is our true self. But it's all the same for everybody. It's not, I have my own true self, and you have your own true self, and everyone has their own true self, and everyone has their own whatever. No, it's all the same. All these beliefs all come about soul groups and soul hierarchies, and your soul joins groups and other stuff, and it's all from channeled sources. It's all from deceiving entities. So you go ahead and believe that and base your conception of reality and beyond reality based on channel sources. I'm just using logic and what I understand, and it's based on what's grounded in reality. I don't believe the entities because they're full of shit as far as I'm concerned in most of what they say. Sprinkle in some truth to convince you of the lies, and there you go. You believe in fantasy conceptions of other realms and all these things, and then you get focused on ungrounded beliefs, and you get focused on other realities rather than dealing with your own reality and ending slavery and evil on this planet so that we can actually evolve. No, let's focus on, I'm just going to evolve myself. It's all me, myself, and I. People don't understand where the oneness is, how we're all one. We're all one because we're all the one same true self. It's when we individuate, no, we're not that one true self. We're actually physical beings in reality that comes from as a source. The true self is where we come from as a source. And that's where we have to, you know, return. In this reality, we have to become that truth, love, right, morality, natural law. We have to become that in the physical reality. And then in essence, we become the true self again. And as we actualize ourselves and realize and individuate ourselves more in alignment with that, with those values and morals, well, then we can actually create a heaven on earth, and then maybe there's a next step. But you ain't going anywhere on your own just because, oh, well, look what I did on earth this time. There's not going to be another time. There is no time for you. It's birth, death, that's it. And then other people get born, and there's other consciousnesses, and they do what they do. It's not you. You don't come back. Many believe there is no room for improvement from where they currently are. They believe they know all they need to know. They believe they don't need to learn more. They believe they are perfect the way they are and no change is required. There is always room for improvement every day if we have the desire and develop the will to do so. Even if you think your life is perfect and there is no need to learn anything or improve anything, you are wrong. And you are stuck in ego attachment to false beliefs. It reinforces your self-image, self-concept, and self-perception that you are doing, quote, good and, quote, right with your life. That is just a comfortable thing to tell yourself in order for you to feel good about your current condition and continue to accept it as is. Oh, look how great things are. Don't I feel so great about myself? I live in a perfect life. Nothing needs to change. Isn't it so wonderful? Ignorance and apathy is the main reason for our current situation, the main reason why people don't see or understand what is going on. The old, I don't know and I don't care. That's all I have to say. Well, do you know what's going on? I don't know. Why don't you care? Well, I don't care. Do you know what's going on? No, I don't know and I don't care. I don't want to know. Another quality of the higher self is the concern with the alleviation of suffering for all, not just one individuated unit of consciousness. We do not want ourselves to suffer, but the greater realization is that as long as any being suffers, we all suffer because of our interconnectedness. If one experiences suffering of some degree, we all suffer to some degree. We are connected. Connect comes from Latin con, which is together, and nectare, which is to bind. We are bound together. The only way out of this mess we collectively experience is to change ourselves and reach enough people to have them understand the path we are taking is leading us over a cliff. Those who do not understand natural law principles or are trapped in ego are not connected at this level. The higher self understands that experiences manifested in reality are a combination of the deterministic principle, which is natural law, which is itself, essentially, in combination with the free will to live in harmony with those principles or to reject them. Natural law is not a controlling mechanism, but is there for our total freedom. Embracing that which we truly are as the higher self is embracing the higher will and natural law, which is what is morally right, good, and true. Rejection of natural law is rejecting what we are, our higher self, our true self. The attachment to false beliefs and delusions we base our ego personality identity constructs upon has us believing that we, or groups of individuals, are the law. The calcified ego wants to be the authority. It wants to be God. Some people are so disconnected that they think they are God. And here we have, you know, all the New Agers. Oh, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. Again, the power of belief and how you can just believe whatever the hell you want to believe and how those beliefs are chosen to be believed in because of how good they make you feel, because of the worldview they construct because the sense of self, the self-concept and the self-image that they construct. So you want these beliefs to be true because of how good they make you feel. It's pure fantasy, but they make you feel special and powerful in the universe. So that's why people love this garbage. To continue, a sovereign self-realized being aligned and united with aspects of the higher self uses the mind in conjunction with the body to make use of all the individual faculties. The being holistically unites the mind, body, and spirit. Holistic care develops when connection and alignment with the true self is present. The true higher self is present. The mind, heart, and guts are represented by the third eye chakra, the heart chakra, and the solar plexus chakra. And when activated, become true intelligence, true care, and true courage, or true willpower. I would like to say this is a symbolism. If you want to believe that the chakras actually do that and that they're actually activated, which is represented through a physiological or consciousness expressions, okay. Does that mean anyone who's evolving consciousness and develops true care for truth and morality has their heart chakra activated? Maybe. I can't prove it. So if you want to believe that, go ahead. I'm just using it as symbolism. These are the three components within us that we need to develop in order to affect positive change. Succumbing to ignorance, which is a lack of intelligence, apathy, which is a lack of care, cowardice, which is a lack of courage, or laziness, which is a lack of care, a lack of will, will not result in any change for the better. The true self, being what is right, good, and true, encourages the destructive process of truth in shattering, destroying, and breaking down the lies, deceptions, and delusions of institutionalized belief systems. Erroneous belief systems are all forms of mind control. They exist to control the thought patterns of any adherent, such that the meme or ideology that they represent is protected and perpetuated by having behaviors and actions manifested in reality that are based on those erroneous belief systems. The extent to which we are connected or not connected with the higher self determines the extent to which we are identified with and working in institutionalized belief systems. Most people cannot handle hearing this. They want to be told what they want to hear in order to make them feel good about themselves, their choices, and current condition in life. This is especially true for the New Agers who already believe themselves to be connected to the higher self. They want to hear how they are a good person no matter what they do. They do not want to hear that although they do some good on some level, they are ultimately participating in and perpetuating an institution of control, or they're perpetuating an institution direct actions of behavior and immorality. But they don't want to hear it because they're so attached to the false self, which is ego identification, and they don't want to attach to truth and morality, which is the true self and higher self. Institutions are by definition hierarchically structured and compartmentalized. Then the people do their job without knowing what other people's job is and not having a holistic picture of the true machinations of what an institution does. Financial institutions, scientific research institutions, government institutions, religious institutions, security institutions, media institutions, educational institutions, corporate institutions, and so-called healthcare institutions are all structured to have ranks. They are about control and subservience, control of those below and subservience to those above. Institutionalized belief systems perpetuate the force of fear. Someone or a group of people who are in fear of something, At some time, someone or a group of people were in fear of something, they needed to do something about it, and they proposed the solution of a monolithic structure that will control a certain aspect of reality. That decision-making process is based in fear. The true self will seek to break down the walls, barriers, and structures that divide us and keep us chained in fear and lower levels of consciousness in an effort to have us in order to have us create a connection with our truer potential. The next section is the lower self. The calcified ego personality identity construct is trapped in identification with the role that it plays. It does not recognize the actual interconnectedness with our reality. It only looks at the physical and sees everything as completely separate. A left brain imbalance leads one to believe we are completely separate and everything operates like a machine and there is no underlying consciousness involved. A right brain imbalance engenders a belief in no free will over what is happening and nothing can change because God is in control of everything. Both worldviews reflect a calcified ego in internal confusion due to a lack of understanding truth. Many people say they have morals, but when push comes to shove, they do not have true morals and are only concerned with their own lower self level of comfort or their own immediate family. Many people also have no concern and do not care about being connected with the qualities of true intelligence, true care, true courage, and true will. These qualities are insignificant for someone trapped in ego identification. They have most likely no idea what these terms mean. Many people also have not even heard of the word consciousness. They are concerned with their physical survival and daily operations in life. Consciousness and spiritual concepts have no significance for them. What is happening to other people is happening to them and not me. All I need to worry about is my own comfort and my own survival and those of my family and others close to me. This is a person trapped in illusion, believing in fantasy, and buying into lies about who they really are. This is also the my truth, my freedom, my survival, Satanism aspect that everyone's trapped in. Know thyself. Someone trapped in the various illusions that others have constructed is under mind control and has no true concept of the true self, higher will, and natural law. Knowing the self in the mystery school traditions was to know who you are at a higher level of self-knowledge, but also to understand self-knowledge of our psychology and physiology, how energy works throughout the body, and how to take care of the vessel that hosts our consciousness. Mind control is everywhere on the planet. To come out of mind control is marvelous, magnificent, and miraculous, and should not be understated. Much credit is deserved to everyone who has come out of this lower modality of consciousness and has bettered, improved, changed, and raised themselves to higher levels of being in alignment with the rightness, goodness, and truth of natural law. The lower self cannot envision true freedom from within its calcified state. There are people who are interested in more control. They may want to have more money or more of something else so that once they have that something, they can do the thing they want to do. Money is not the solution. Money is mind control. Those trapped in a left brain imbalance have a propensity to gather information and understand concepts that others don't, and then use that information for selfish reasons to influence and manipulate people into doing what they want them to do, such as to buy a particular product. There is information and techniques of influence to further their agenda and their lower self-serving egoic will. As long as a calcified ego is getting what it wants from an institutional belief system, it doesn't care what happens to others as a result of the perpetuation of that system. Someone else is suffering as a result of what the institution does, but that is not me, so I don't care. Many people in the freedom movement do not have a higher level of consciousness than this yet. They say they want true freedom, but are doing something that is helping to create and perpetuate the opposite dynamic of what they profess they want to manifest because they are still working amongst institutions and corporations. I would also add that the people who say they want true freedom but are only focused on aspects of freedom that relate to them specifically, which is human-only freedom, people are only focusing on human enslavement because it's only other humans that can get them to help them to end their own enslavement. The other animals don't matter because other animals aren't going to help me end my enslavement. Only other humans can help me end my enslavement because the way they enslave themselves is also how they enslave me. So we're all in this together as humans to help ourselves stop being enslaved, but that's all we care about because the other animals aren't going to help us stop enslaving ourselves. So the other animals are less important. And this is still my freedom, my truth, and my survival thinking. Because the other ones, well, they're not as involved in ending the direct enslavement and the taxation and the statism. So we're not going to concern ourselves with the other animals because they can't help us create our freedom. They can't help us end our evil that we create ourselves. So they're not as significant as other people who are responsible for creating evil ourselves. But still, my freedom, my survival. Not many people want to hear this. Not many people can handle hearing this. The truth can be uncomfortable, harsh, and ugly. Once we come out of the corner we have wedged ourselves into, we will notice the truth is not horrifying, depressing, or negative, but is actually uplifting and empowering. The truth, in its entire splendor, beauty, and horror, positive and negative, is there for the self-betterment of our lower self. If we get connected and aligned to the higher self, then the lower self will improve its condition by understanding and coming into harmony with higher levels of conscious expression. Our task is to understand how things fit together so that we come to a level of consciousness where we can be of help and service to others. We can all fall prey to hating what many people do in this world. We can try to help them reach a connection with the true self and help transmute their behaviors by our care for them to become their true selves, their truer selves, just as we become truer selves in alignment with the true self. So because we're all individuated, we'll never all become the same. We are individuated units, individuated bodies in physical reality. It's just becoming more of those values, more of those morals, which we all can become, despite our differences. When we understand that our truer self comes into being with greater degrees of alignment with the higher self, higher will, natural law, spirit, God, love, etc., we understand that it is becoming, embodying, and uniting with rightness, goodness, and truth. The higher self is goodness, rightness, and truth. This all comes down to truth. Truth is what is the most important to reach anything good, prosperous, beneficial, uplifting, etc. Just as we can align our perceptions with reality to understand more, the same can be done to align ourselves with the higher self, higher will, natural law, and that which is right, good, and true. Here is the part people will really not want to hear. When someone speaks the truth to you that you may not want to hear, which may be uncomfortable, hurtful, harsh, unpleasant, etc., and you feel insulted, offended, guilty, shameful, etc., this is necessary for your positive development towards alignment with higher self, with what is true, with what is right, good, and true. These emotions are your compass in life, giving you a signal that you need to pay attention to. It is warning you of something not right. Something may not be right with the world that you don't want to face or a part of yourself you don't want to face. Alignment with truth requires truth. The person speaking truth is speaking truth, not lies. The insult, offense, shame, guilt, etc. that you feel is generated by yourself. In your refusal to align with truth, you have aligned with falsity, lies, deceptions, and illusions. When you refuse truth, you refuse the higher self, higher will, natural law, spirit, God, love, etc. You insult yourself. The causal factor for why you are feeling what you are feeling is because you previously refused truth, accepted lies, and are living, being, and embodying what is not true. You insult yourself by aligning with untruth. So the next time you get mad at someone for speaking a truth you don't want to hear, take some introspection time and try to figure out why, the actual root causal factor, those feelings are being generated. The finger needs to point inward. A question to ask ourselves is, how much do I value truth in my life? That's because truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law is the most important thing. That's where we come from, That's what our true self is, and that's what we're trying to become as an individuated self in physical reality. We can choose to align with falsity, or we can choose to align with truth. We can choose to align with a false self, or choose to align with a true self. If you would like more information, read the article Truth is Love, or you can listen to the audio from that article. I also have other work, such as Substances versus Appearance, or Substance versus Appearances, and also Natural Law Alchemical Lab, which describes aspects of individuation, actualization, and self-realization. There's the Natural Law Boundary Conditions. There's Spectrum of Living. There's the Philosopher's Stone. All this deals with aligning, harmonizing, and uniting with our true self, higher self. So if you want more information, those things I just mentioned have them. So thank you very much for your time and attention. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.